This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Earlier this week, we covered the first stop on Iowa's Southeast Asian trade mission in Vietnam. Today, we turn to the second country on that trip, Indonesia, where Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag says the delegation saw even more opportunity, but also more barriers that need to be worked through. We'll hear from Secretary Nag right after this. Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag says Indonesia is a growing market with a rising middle class, but it presents a different business environment when compared to their first stop in Vietnam.
The dynamics are really similar in that you've got what is the fourth largest country by population in the world, Indonesia, 280-290 million people, and it's certainly the largest in Southeast Asia. Their economy, they're a little bumpy right now, but they're still growing. And their middle class actually contracted just a little bit. But yet the larger trajectory is that it is growing and it's going to be sizable. And as we talk about every time that that occurs, I'm not aware of any situation where when the middle class, when incomes were increasing and when the middle class expands in a country, that they don't immediately turn and say, we want more diversity on the plate. We want more protein. In a society where you might eat a lot of rice and you might be able to get some vegetables, when your ability to put protein on the plate in a consistent way is really important. And so that's the opportunity that exists there. Indonesia, though, has got some barriers set up. U.S. beef was out of the Indonesian market for several months this past year and was able to get that reopened again, but it did create a hiccup. And there's some things that are happening there that we would like to have a little more consistency. We would like to see more science-based approach to regulation. And
Nag says that Indonesia offers an opportunity for beef, soybean products, and feed ingredients, but there are still regulatory and non-tariff barriers that need to be addressed before more products can be moved into the country.
Well, again, I think for the farmers in the group and for all of us, it was again probably that juxtaposition of the two, right? You've got this Vietnam and you know, Indonesia, really kind of a challenging place to do business, even for the importers. I mean, even for the folks that we're talking about domestically, saying we want to do more business with U.S. companies because of tariffs, because of non-tariff barriers, you know, that makes it challenging. So I think what we gathered was Vietnam's really on the upswing, a really good trajectory there, especially with a new trade agreement on the docket. Indonesia, with also a trade framework that was signed with the Trump administration in Indonesia in July, and that those negotiations are ongoing as well. Both will benefit tremendously from those newly negotiated trade agreements. One, because we think there's a whole lot more opportunity to get us more price competitive in Vietnam. And in Indonesia, it's probably got as much to do with the non-tariff barriers. So work to be done for sure. But I think we all come back with confirming that this region globally is absolutely where we need to be playing offense, both from a feed ingredient and grain standpoint, but also from a protein standpoint and ethanol. Those are all strong, either strong markets already, could be increased.
Nag says Southeast Asia remains a strong growth area for Iowa ag products and that new trade agreements will help open markets for more. I'm Dustin Huffman.